Father, we thank you for a time like this. Father, we praise your holy name, for our trust is only in you. Father, we praise you. Thank you for the gathering of your champions here. Thank you for the gathering of your eagles here. Thank you for what you have been doing in this place. And thank you for what you shall do here today. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, all your children who are gathered here today, give them a season of unending testimonies. In the name of Jesus. The Lord God, who's a rock and a shield, shall arise and fight for you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Before you sit down, I'd like you to be a prophet unto five persons. Look at somebody. Say, my friend, the voice of the Lord will send for you for promotion. In the name of Jesus. Say it to five persons. Amen. Now, before you sit down, prophesy unto seven persons loud and clear. Say, my friend, your time of favor shall appear. In the name of Jesus. Say to seven persons. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's have a say, God bless you. Praise the Lord. 2 weeks ago, we began to look at a topic, who are you? And since that day, I've been receiving plenty of letters from the youth church about those who prayed and what God showed to them. Some may need to pray that prayer once. Some may need to pray the prayer 3 times. Others may have to pray for a month before they can even see anything because of the kind of foundation from which they are coming out. So keep praying the prayer until all secrets are known and until you know who you are. I'm praying for somebody here today that by the time we close this service, every hand pressing you down shall catch fire. Let your amen roar like thunder. So we continue the part 2 of that message today. Let's believe God that we'll be able to conclude. Glory be to the name of Jesus. I read from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1. I read verse 4. Jeremiah 1:4. I'm taking you once again into the school of mysteries so you can understand the deepness of life. Jeremiah chapter 1. If you are there, just say yes. If you are not there, say wait for me. Okay, we shall wait. Jeremiah chapter 1. Are you in Jeremiah chapter 1 now? Good. Look at what verse 4 is saying. Then the word of who? Word of who? Word of the Lord came unto me saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctify thee. And I ordain thee a prophet unto the nations, all before he was even born. There is a determination concerning his life before he was born. He was already sanctified and ordained as a prophet even from his mother's womb. So heaven has your identity, what you should be. Heaven has something in mind before you were created. If you don't find out that thing which heaven had in mind before you were created, your life will be wasted. I'm praying for somebody here that anything that does not want you to find out why heaven's made you shall be disgraced. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. This is why God, in scripture, anytime a baby is about to be born, a special baby, God will give his name in advance. Say, thou shalt call him John. Thou shalt call him Jesus. Thou shalt call him this. Thou shalt call him that. Why does God take interest in that? It's because the name you bear can destroy your destiny. Please, with your permission, just give me 3 minutes. I want to play a CD for you to just listen. After that CD, I pass a few comments and we go on. Let's have the CD now. Okay, when you are ready, you tell me. Whoever is in charge. Praise the Lord. God, in his own wisdom, determines ahead what he wants to do. This is why today, when I said begin to pray, pray. Because your mouth is the pilot of your aircraft. Your mouth is the compass of your life. Your mouth is the control room of your life. Your mouth is the engine room of your life. That's why they say a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Your mouth is the driver of your car. So when we say begin to pray, open your mouth and pray the way you have never prayed before. Oh, you are ready now? Are you ready now? Okay, please.
Just what he said it heal, said it raise the dead. Jesus done just what he said.
Oh, you know he done just what he said. Jesus done just what he said. Said it heal, sick, said it raise up the dead. And he done what he said. Well, you know he done just what he said. What Jesus done just what he said. Said he healed the sick. Said he would raise the dead. And he done what he said. Well, he said he.
Well, come and go. Come and go now.
Water, and it was not where there was a water. woman from Samaria came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did a story tell. That a woman dropped a pitcher, she drank and was made richer from the water he gave her. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I wanna let his praise swell. Jesus gave her water. He gave that woman water.
Praise the Lord. That was the voice of a man called Sam Cooke. His voice is still unparalleled in the field of gospel music. You heard it, didn't you? Yeah. Eventually, he was born in the church, raised in the church, singing in the church. Anytime Sam Cooke took the microphone and begins to sing, the Spirit of God comes down on people and people begin to prophesy. All of a sudden, somebody went to Sam Cooke and said, "Ah, you are so talented. You're so good. What are you doing singing in the church? You will die as a pauper." And Sam Cooke listened to them, left singing of the gospel, and went to soul music. And immediately he got there, he did so well. The devil prospered him. Sam Cooke sold 10 million records in those days, before most of us were born. 10 million records. And by the age of 28, I become a millionaire. At the age of 33, Sam Cooke was shot dead by a woman in a hotel room. At 33, that was the end of Sam Cooke. As I listened to that music today, I feel like crying. Because there was a man whose destiny was something else, but who went into something else. He went into a borrowed destiny. And therefore, his original destiny sank. There is something called destiny sinkers. They can sink a person's destiny. That's why our English teacher used to tell us in those days when we were in school that a wise monkey will not monkey with another monkey's monkey. Did you hear what I said? A wise monkey will not monkey with another monkey's monkey. That is, you don't borrow another person's destiny to walk. I pray that as many as are hearing me this day, that the power to fulfill your destiny will come upon your life in the name of Jesus. And any strange voice that wants to confuse you, may that voice die now. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Like I was telling you 2 weeks ago, one of the greatest prayer you can pray in your life is, "Oh God, show me who I am. Oh God, show me the secrets of my life. Oh God, show me my beneficial secrets so that I can fulfill my destiny." I'm glad many of you prayed the prayers and you saw what happened. Some people saw the kind of things they've never seen before in their life. There was a boy. His name was called Isa. Isa was the youngest person in his family. Youngest in the family. One day, as Isa was going out to school, she saw a fat woman sitting at the door. This fat woman had very long breasts because she wasn't wearing any bra. No bra could take the breast anyway. She had very long breasts, and the two breasts were touching the ground. So when Isa saw the woman, Isa said, "Huh? Mama, what are you doing here?" He said, "Come. Come, my husband, come. My husband, come." "Sir, I'm a little boy. I can't be your husband." "Say, my husband, come." So Isa ran back. drop his school bag, run back inside to go and tell his daddy. Say, daddy, 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 there's one woman. There's one woman outside there with long breasts. The breast is touching the ground. And the woman is saying, I'm the husband. How can I be the husband of that ugly woman with long breasts? Daddy, 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 come and chase away the woman. But Isaac found that the daddy did not stand up from his seat. The daddy did not protest. The daddy was very sad. The man said, and I've been praying to see this woman. How come the woman did not appear to me, but appear to you, Isai? Huh? So that's our family strong man. Whoever she appears to will be rolling in money. Say, Isa, anyway, you're my son. When you get the money, give me some. But Isa did not make any money. He was deported 7 times. At the age of 40, he found his way to the mountain of fire. It was during prayers, he now remembered that, sir, I saw a woman, long-breasted woman, at the door, and the woman was calling me the husband. Isa was deported 7 times. Isa divorced 7 times. At the age of 40, he had divorced 7 women. Then he remembered that there was an old woman at the door who was saying, my husband, come, my husband, come. Listen, beloved. There are deep things about life that you need to understand. Many of the new generational churches will not teach you what you are hearing now. A lot of those people will be messed up before they realize that they will be messed up. Because there are secrets and deep things about life which is beyond motivational talk. It's beyond, I say unto you that you're going to the top and you gotta go to the top whether you like it or not. You gotta go, you gotta go, you gotta go. I say, yeah, I gotta go. It is more than speaking American English. It's a serious matter indeed. Isa now remembered. Say, yes, sir. I remember that woman was calling me husband, even at a young age. It was until we prayed and the covenant that the woman had was broken that Isa could become a normal person. From the different families who have come, there are spirits in charge of our families. There are powers that control each family. That's why in some families, they're always fighting. In some families, they're always abusing each other. In some families, they're always telling lies. In some families, marriages don't work. In some families, there must always be a teenager who will get pregnant at 14, 13. In some families, somebody must be in jail. In some family, a man just wakes up and walks away. Nobody knows where the man has gone. In some family, there must always be somebody who is insane, who is mad. In some families, high blood pressure. So there is a strong man in charge of every family. In some family, what they have is a referee and a boxing referee. Who will say, daddy, you stay in that corner. Mommy, stay in that corner. You are going to box for 3 rounds. Can box! And daddy and mommy will start, be. And mommy will be crying, hey, he wants to kill me. He say, daddy, don't kill mommy. In some family, that's what is in charge. In some family, is acute poverty. The poverty is so bad that you can even not call it poverty again. You can call it bo. Bo. Bo in Yoruba means poti. Poti for shit. That's some families. So as you go from family to family, please, are you understanding what I'm saying? Telling you. As you go from family to family, the strong man varies. Some people break free from that strong man and they prosper. Most times, most people are not able to break free. They will be under an umbrella. We call it collective captivity. Under the same thing is happening to every member of the family. Now I'm praying for a family. Eight women, the oldest 54, the youngest 39, no marriage. Eight. The same family, same father, same mother. So I said, go and bring your mother to me. I need to talk to your mother. Say she has gone to America. you are suffering here. Your mother is enjoying in America. Tell her to come. They told her, said, Mommy, pastor said they should bring you so that we can do family deliverance. She said, when I have time, I'll come. So, unto each family, there's a strong man assigned. Some families, the strong man attached does not want anybody to build a house. Once somebody dares in that family to build the house, it dies a sudden death. That's the strong man of the family. In some families, no graduate. The first man who tries to become a graduate may have HIV or tuberculosis. Something goes wrong. Goes seriously wrong. I believe most of you are here. God brought you here to change your family history. And whatsoever power does not want you to do that shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. So there is this thing attached and holds the whole family in bondage. And said, this is how far you can go. You can't go further. And when somebody tries to go further, there will be problems. There are people here. Listen to me today. If things had worked properly for you, you're not even supposed to be in Nigeria now. If everything has worked properly. There are people looking at me here now. If things had worked properly, you are supposed to be one of the richest young people around. But the family strong man assigned to bring poverty has refused. Can you raise up your right hand and shout this loud and clear? Make sure if the voice of the next person to you is louder than yours, it means you are not trying. Can you shout this loud and clear? Say, strong man! Assigned to my family! Die! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. This is why Jesus brought you here. Be released, 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 be released. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, then we pray. Keep your eyes closed, silence. I see 72 persons who at the count of 7 that I'm going to count now will be instantly released from the family cage that has held everybody bound. Yes, you'll be instant. You just feel as if something is walking out of you. In the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Anyone under collective captivity here or under family bondage, in the name that is above all names, I command your release now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's number one. Number two. Number three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Look at what is happening over there. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You must be released. Enough is enough. You should not follow the evil pattern of your father's house. Yes, that's the chain. It's breaking from your leg. It's breaking. Be set free. Be set free. That pattern. That pattern. That wants to keep you demoted. Look at it. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. this louder than anyone around you. Say, the powers that stop my parents shall not stop me. In the name of Jesus. The power that stopped my parents. That power shall not stop me. He shall not stop me. He shall not stop me. In Jesus' name we pray. Have you seen? Let's go on a little bit for a few minutes. So what am I saying this morning? The most horrible form of ignorance is ignorance of yourself. Ignorance of who you are. Until you discover who you are, you can never achieve your greatest goal in life. There are over 6 billion people on earth. Over 100,000 babies are born hourly. But only about 5% discover who they are. And then when two people who do not know who they are now get married, there will be confusion. Because zero is marrying zero. The man does not know who he is. The woman does not know who she is. And they just get married. I remember the story of that brother. He got married. You know, some people, when they want to get married, they think, some think they are just hiring a cook. A cook. Say, cook this, cook that, cook this, cook that. The woman, cook. And anytime the man says, you cook this, cook that, this woman will try and cook everything. The man comes and says, there is no salt in this one. There is so much salt in this one. There is this. Complain. We will be eating the thing, but we will be complaining. And if the woman says, but you are eating it now, slap. Bwah! And the woman was saying, hey, one day, I will control this your anger for you. I will control this your anger for you. He didn't understand. Then one day again, he got upset and gave the woman, and wanted to give the woman a slap. And this young, beautiful wife instantly transformed to an old woman. And commanded his hand to be suspended. Amen. That cured the brother forever. So the man did not know who he was. And he married a woman like that. That's confusion. When you do not know who you are, there are some symptoms by which you can know. Number one is that you'll be completely ignorant of your divine destiny. Ignorance about your divine destiny. You don't really know your destiny. Then you don't know who you are. Two, you possess a deep sense of self-centeredness. When you are self-centered, it's only me, 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 me. You are not interested in others. So your national anthem becomes, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Not my father, not my mother, not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. So that becomes your national anthem because you are completely self-centered and selfish. Three, when somebody does not know who or she, who she, he or he, she is, you don't know who you are, he does not know who he is, then there will be what you call self-hatred. You know, you can hate yourself. You may be surprised to know this, some people actually hate themselves. For example now, some people know that anytime they eat too much sugar, there is trouble. But they will still be eating it. Some people know that when they eat too much beans, their tummy will go into convulsion. They will still be eating it. So self-hatred. Four, there will be self-rejection. You lose your self-esteem and say, well, if they take me, they take me. They don't take me, that's it. I go back to our house. Five, there will be this feeling of being unwanted, as if nobody wants you. Nobody wants you. Your parents are not kind, fine. But now, even outside there, you feel that nobody wants you. The feeling of being unwanted is an evidence, a symptom of the fact that you do not know who you are. Six, the feeling of being unneeded. As if nobody needs you. So they don't really, they don't, even if I die and leave this place, nobody really cares. Is an evidence. Seven, the feeling of being unloved. Nobody loves me. Nobody wants me around. Is due to the fact that you are not really aware of who you are. Eight, withdrawal and isolation from people. You withdraw yourself, you isolate yourself, you don't want to relate with anybody again. When they say, why are you coming here alone? You say, I have no friends. What happened to your former friend? I forgot them. Why are you hiding in this room? Say, I don't feel like talking to anybody. Why are you isolated? I don't feel like talking to people. So people, they withdraw and stop relating with people. It's evidence that you don't know who you are. Nine, lack of initiative. And you have no initiative to do anything. You're just laid back like that. When B comes, you accept B. C comes, you accept B. You have no initiative. 10, lack of motivation. You're not motivated to do anything. And so you're just looking at life passing you by. It's a sign that you do not really know who you are. 11, feeling of inadequacy. You don't feel adequate. You always feel inferior. It's a symptom of not knowing who you are. 12, feeling of hopelessness and weakness. Hopelessness and weakness. You just feel hopeless. As every situation is hopeless and you're weak. It is the sign that you do not really know who you are. 13, negative complaining and argumentative spirit. Negative complaining and argumentative spirit is evidence that you don't know who you are. 14, jealousy. Jealousy and envy. Always jealous of what others, envious about others. Is a sign that you have not even discovered who you are. If you discover who you are, you may even find that you are better than the person you envy. 15, unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. I can't forgive my daddy. Can't forgive my mommy. Can't forgive my sister. It's because you don't know who you are. 16 is resentment. Resentment. You resent some people. You hate their presence. 17 is intolerance. Once you have found all these things in your life, it's evidence that you don't really know who you are. 18, suspicion towards others. That's suspecting others. You don't really trust anybody. You only trust yourself. Even sometimes you doubt yourself. 19, oversensitivity. Oversensitivity, so sensitive. And as much as I don't like what you've said to me now, and because of what you've said, you won't see me in this place again. And what have they said now? Nothing. So I saw both of you putting your heads together when I was coming. You were gossiping about me, weren't you? Oversensitivity. 20, moodiness. So moody. One day you are happy, the other time you are sad. And some people will say, be careful. He doesn't seem to be in a good mood today. Don't go there. 21, depression. Depression. Person is depressed, it's unhappy, and all kinds of other things like that. The last symptom, which is a terrible one, is the spirit of the vagabond. Vagabond. That's going from place to place. No destiny, no locus, no stand, nothing. You're just roaming around. If we say, hey, now it is time to do NIIT, you go and register. Now it is time for JAM, you register. Now it is time for SAT, you register. Now it is time for TOEFL, you register. Now it is time for HND, you register. You're just a registration agent. You're just registering all over the place. And you don't really know what you want to do. This is a vagabond spirit. Vagabond spirit, confused life. When you do not discover who you are, you paralyze your potentials. You paralyze your potential. And when you do not know how to key into your identity, the enemy will be laughing at you. There are many people who are just existing, but they don't live. They're not living. A lot of people come to the earth here, but they never show up. They're just here by name. They never show up on earth. They are present, but absent. Present, but absent. They are in the planet. Life is just passing them by. They arrive at earth, but they did not show up. So bottom line of what I'm trying to tell you today is this, which needs serious prayer, is that you never really meet really people. Most people you meet are what people say they are, or what their parents want them to become, or what the environment has made them, or what they made themselves, or what the enemy has made them. Not what God has made them. Most people are operating not as God made them, but as their friends have made them, as their wives have made them, as their parents have made them, as they have made themselves, as the devil has made them. If you are to be effective in this life, you must discover who you are. God said about Jeremiah, he said, before you were born, before I even formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I've ordained you and certified you as a prophet, even before I put you inside your mother's womb. Now imagine, before they put Jeremiah inside his mother's womb, God has determined what he's going to become. He's supposed to be a prophet, ordained, sanctified to serve the Lord. And Jeremiah is now born, and Jeremiah wanted to become a professor of mathematics. You can see that he will never make it, because any journey after your divine destiny is a failure. It is a failure. I remember many years back, I preached this message many years ago in the old church. I used to be in Makoko. I preached it. One girl like this prayed the prayer, Lord, show me the secrets of my life. Lord, show me who I am. She prayed terribly, serious prayer. And that night she had a dream. In the dream, you know, she has very close friends, three of them. In the dream, she saw her three close friends, she saw herself, and she saw an angel standing by. And the angel was asking them, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? The angel pointed to her first friend and said, who are you? The girl looked at the angel in the face and said, I'm a cow. Pointed to the second friend, who are you? I said, I'm a goat. Pointed to the third person, who are you? I said, I'm a dog. He now pointed to this sister who was praying the prayer. This sister said, I'm a leaf. Leaf, the leaf on the tree. That was not how God made them. But there are some powers that recreated their destiny and reinvented their lives. This is why it's important for you to know who you are, so that you will not be running after the wrong person. You will not be praying the wrong prayers. You're not going to the wrong things. It's important for you, that discovery. So you still need to pray that prayer. Seriously. If you don't know yourself, you don't know anything. You must discover who you are. It is important that you must discover who you are. It is important that you must know whether you are intact or you are not intact again. It's important for you to know whether you have even been manipulated or changed or completely confused. They asked John the Baptist, who are you? Are you the prophet? Say no. Are you Elijah? Say no. Are you Christ? Say no. Are you that prophet that is to come? Say no. Then who are you? He answered, say, I am the voice of the one that cry in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. The man knew who he was. Can you raise up your right hand? Any power blinding my identity, clear away in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Jesus, then we pray. If you are following me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, whether we like it or not, every man will face a battle. There is something called the battle of life. The battle of life is not a gentleman. It has no respect for your age. It has no respect for your academic knowledge. It has no respect for your wealth. The day I saw a 5-year-old girl and the parents brought her and they said, Gio, this little girl has diabetes. I was taken aback. At the age of 5, already battling with diabetes? And I've seen a 10-year-old boy too. They brought him for prayer. They say he has high blood pressure. I said, how can a 10-year-old boy have high blood pressure? So the battle of life has no respect for your age. This is why you need to discover quickly where you are. And when you want to discover who you are, you need to discover quickly who you are. When you want to discover who you are, psychedelic prayers does not help. It's not the kind of prayer you pray, you put one hand in your pocket and say, good God, I want to experience your power. And when I experience your power, I'm going to praise you. Not that kind of prayer. It will not work. All the professional prayers we pray in Orthodox churches will not help. Heavenly Father, unto whom all hearts are open and all desires known, mercifully grant that thy servant shall have peace from the trouble of the night. We beseech thee, O Lord, in the name of the Father, name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost as it was in the beginning, it's now, wherever I shall be, world without end. Amen. It will help. Even if you didn't say that, you begin to sing, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. That too will not help. Because what was in the beginning, you don't know. They say, as it was in the beginning, what is it that was in the beginning? It's now, and forever shall be. You don't know. So if your family strong man is fighting you from the beginning, and you say, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and forever shall be. You see, you're just praying prayers. You don't listen to the words of what you are praying. That kind of prayer too does not help. And the kind of prayer we used to pray in my former church, where we dance and dance and dance. Baba Shejo Lomo, Oya Okelele. Doesn't help. All the proverbial prayers too don't help. Don't help. Hey, Father, we are calling upon you. You are the one with the long hand that rescues his children from dungeon. When gorilla beats the tree will sound. Where is that one in the Bible? Occultic prayers too. In case some people are introducing you to occultic books, they don't help. You can use maybe 6 and 7 books of Moses when Moses never wrote any 6 and 7 books and begin to read them. Or some books on the market now. You saw them at Yaba bus stop. Secret use of the psalm is a lie. There is no secret use of any psalm. It's a lie. All the amok incantation will not help. If you go to Nkaka, it will conquer you. So it won't help you. That's the truth. The kind of prayer that the enemy respects is the kind of prayer blind Bartimaeus prayed. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And things began to happen. Many are born great, but they die unknown. Many are born as warriors, they die as slaves. Many are born to tear away rags, but they themselves die as a pauper. Many are born to be the head, they end up as a tail. Many are born as millionaires, they end up as paupers. Many are born as world changer, but they die in frustration. I know what I'm talking about. Many are born as runners and flyers, but they die as crawlers. Many are born as prophets, they die as parrots. Many are born as champions, they die as chicken. Many are born as winners, they die as losers. Many are born as eagles, but they die as a worm on the ground. Many are born as a gold mine, but they die as sawdust. God knew Jeremiah before Jeremiah was conceived in his mother's womb. God knows you too. You that you are here. Before your daddy met your mommy on the street or under the bridge or somewhere. Before they met. Before your daddy slept with your mommy, whether it's in the kitchen or the bathroom, on the tree. God already knows who you are. Before they conceive you, God already knows who you are. He has made an agenda for your life. God already knew who Jeremiah was. He had made an agenda for the life of Jeremiah. If by an abortion that baby Jeremiah was killed, it would not have been only Jeremiah that was killed. A whole destiny would have been killed. If by mistake, the parents of Jeremiah carried the pregnancy to the native doctor, and the native doctor began to reorganize the life of the child, it is not only the life of Jeremiah that is reorganized. A whole destiny is reorganized. Meaning that the destiny of so many people are attached to your own. There are some people who will remain poor unless you become rich. There are some people who will remain in bondage unless you become a deliverer. So if you do not become what God wants you to become, some people are in trouble because you do not become what God wants you to become. This is a very serious matter. If somebody had finish Jeremiah. Jeremiah was reinvented from the womb. A whole purpose of God, a whole plan of God will have been completely truncated and destroyed forever. This is the danger behind you not knowing who you are. I'm praying for somebody here. That the information that will move you forward, the beneficial secrets that will promote your life, whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, you must receive it. Your amen is not loud enough. You must receive it. You must receive it. You must receive it. In the name of Jesus. Now listen. by divine calculation and by the word of God, which never changes, I can tell you what you are not. I can tell you what you are not. The Bible says, my thoughts towards you are of good and not evil. Before God shows you who you are, let us see who you are not. Number one, you are not what circumstances, situation, and environment say you are. You are not. The circumstances, the environment, the situation, they have a voice. They are talking to people, changing people's life, but you are not. Two, you are not what your enemies say you are. You are not. You know, Goliath stood and looked at the children of Israel and said, ye are servants of Saul. That's what Goliath said, you are servants of Saul. That's the name he called it, servants of Saul. That's the derogatory name Goliath called them. But that's not what they are. It until David appeared in that battle and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? David had another impression about the man entirely because David knew who he was. Three, you are not who your parents say you are. Four, you are not who your background say you are. Five, you are not what your feelings say you are, according to the word of God. You are not what your feelings say you are. Six, you are not who the government say you are. You are not. And lastly, you are not who your teachers say you are. You are not. The Bible says, know ye not that the Lord is God? It is he that has made us. So you can only get the correct and exact definition of your life from the manufacturer, who is God. Are you following what I'm saying? It's only God as a manufacturer that can really tell you who you are. You cannot know yourself through reading worldly books. You cannot know yourself through reading books on philosophy. You cannot know yourself through reading books on positive thinking. You cannot know yourself through reading what your stars say, horoscopes. In fact, if you are reading horoscopes, you are looking for demonic invasion. You can only know yourself through three avenues. One, by the Holy Ghost, revealed to you by God, by the Holy Ghost. Two, you can know yourself by scripture, by the word of God. Word of God, by studying the scripture, by being a student of the Bible, you can know who you are. Three, you can know yourself by holy research. Carry out a holy research on your life. You can know yourself. Three avenues: revelation through the Holy Spirit to you, revelation through the Bible, revelation by studying, by holy research, by studying. So really, to be quite honest with you, the only person who can stop you is you. Nobody can stop you. The only person who can really stop you is you. How do you discover your purpose? How do you discover your purpose? Let me now go into that, then we'll start praying. And I'm going to go into it methodically, one by one. Supposing you have prayed, you didn't have the information that satisfies your mind. You've studied your Bible, you didn't have the information that satisfies your mind. There are some certain things you can put together that you will be able to know the kind of destiny you are supposed to have, the kind of place that God is taking you. There are ways you can discover your purpose, ways you can discover who you are. Number one. Ask. These are in form of questions. Number one. What do you love doing most? Some people like to read. Some people like to teach. Some people like to sing. Ask yourself that question. What do you love doing most? Two. What's the first question? Two. What gets you easily and often excited? What are those things that will happen? You'll be excited. You'll be easily excited. What gets you easily and often excited? These are questions to ask. Three. What has God said to you? These are questions to ask about your purpose in life. Number one, what do you love doing most? What do you love, really love doing most? Two, what gets you easily and often excited? Three, what has God said to you? These are things to consider. Four, to what can you give 100% of your whole life? Is there anything that you can give 100% of your whole life? Those are questions you should ask yourself. 100% of your whole life. There was a research carried out many years ago. They discovered that a lot more people die on Monday morning than other days of the week. And they didn't understand. Why is it that plenty of people die Monday morning? They now discover that the reason plenty of people die Monday morning is because many people, when they wake up on Monday, they are going to a place of work they don't like. So they hate going to the place, but they have to go. So a lot of people, because of that frustration, they pack up Monday morning. So to what can you give 100% of your whole life to? Five. What flows naturally out of you? What flows naturally out of you? What do you do with ease most? You do it with ease most. Six. What are your gifts and talents? What are they? What are your gifts? What are your talents? Those are questions to ask. They will help you to determine who you really are. Seven. What kind of dreams do you have? What kind of dreams do you have? Eight. What do you see yourself accomplishing? When you sit down, you start thinking about your life. What at the maybe 10 years time, 15 years time, what do you see yourself achieving? Nine. What do you see yourself doing when you become an adult? What do you see yourself doing when you become an adult? Do you see yourself as a permanent housewife? You see yourself as a singer? You see yourself as a bank worker? Or what do you see yourself doing? Ten. What is the mission? What is the mission you will not like to leave the world without accomplishing? What's the mission that you would not like to leave the world without accomplishing? So you have come to this world. There must be an agenda. There must be something you look forward to. There must be something you want done. What is that mission? 11. What are the good things that occupy your mind most? Or what you're thinking most? What are the good things that occupy your thinking most? It gives you an idea of where God is leading you. 12. What is it that consumes your concentration? Even if you cannot concentrate on other things, when it comes to this particular thing, you find that you are able to concentrate. God is telling you something on where you are headed to. Where you are headed to. There's no point. Somebody has A in English, A in literature, A in history, A in geography, F in mathematics. And he says, I want to become a professor of mathematics. What steers your passion? What steers your passion? Passion. Your passion is that zeal, the fire, and excitement that you feel about things. What steers your passion? 14. What arouses your emotions? What arouses your emotions? 15. What do you pray about more often than any other thing? What do you pray about more often than any other thing? These are questions to ask. It's an indication of where God is leading you. 16. What kind of thought brings much peace to your heart? The kind of thoughts that bring much peace to your heart. At 17. What steers your enthusiasm? It steers your enthusiasm. When the thing is being done, you are so enthusiastic, you like it. It's an indication of where your journey is. 18. What makes you happy? What makes you happy? 19. What do you write most in your prayer request? What do you write most in your prayer request? It gives you an indication of where you are going. 20. What kind of people do you love to spend your future with? What kind of people would you like to spend your future with? Give you an indication of where you are going. 21. What kind of books do you love to read? What kind of books that you enjoy reading? It's an indication. 22. What would you like to become in life? What would you like to become in life? 23. What kind of role model do you have? Who is your role model? 24. What do you wish you can do if you have all the financial backup? Is there something you might say, if I get some money, I can do this, I can do that. What do you wish you can do if you have enough money to do it? 24 questions, which if you keep asking, eventually you will get to the place where you will be able to discover who you are. Do you understand these 24 questions which I've slowly read out to you? But beloved, before we pray, there are 12 kinds of people who will never discover who they are. Never. Unless you get out of that slot, the person, these 12 kinds of people will never discover who they are unless they get out of the 12 things I want to see now. Number one is those who are filled with pride and self-satisfaction. When you are very proud and you are self-satisfied, you will never really know who you are. You need to get away from the school of pride. Two, absence of focus and direction. You have no focus, you have no direction. You say, go here, you go. Come here, you come. You never know who you are. Three, those who are holding on to yesterday's success. You are holding on to yesterday's success. You are not looking forward. Is that yesterday one? I say, after all, I did this last year. I did that 2 years ago. You are holding on to that. The person will never move. Four, those who lack communion with God. When God is not your friend, God is not under any obligation to release information to you. Five, negative thinking. When you think negatively, you won't know who you are. Six, playing with sin. You are just playing with sin. You really never repented. Your life is a life of sin. You sin today, you ask for forgiveness, you go back there, you will never know who you are until you repent and become serious. Seven, contentment and evil satisfaction. You are satisfied with your position, you don't want to go forward. Eight, inability to read books. You are not a reader. When you are a non-reader, you will never be able to discover who you are. Nine is weak prayer life. Very weak prayer life. 10, those who get easily discouraged and distracted. Easily discouraged, easily distracted. And 11, those who keep wrong and unproductive friendship. Wrong and unproductive friendship. And lastly, those who have very low desire to make impact. You really don't want to make any impact. You have a low, low desire to make impact. So you can know your destiny through revelation by the Holy Ghost. You can know your destiny through the Word of God. You can also know your destiny by this small holy research, by beginning to look at areas that you know you are convenient, you are satisfied with. This, in a nutshell, will answer the question who you are after you have prayed and asked God to show you the secrets of your life. We're going to pray. And that's why we're really here. But I need to explain all these things to you so that when you live here, you live with something you can go and walk upon. Let's rise up on our feet now because of our time. Let's rise up on our feet. Because of our time. All eyes closed. Thank you, Jesus. I'm here to offer maximum assistance. And I want to be able to assist all of you who are here today. But before you can begin to ask the question, who are you, and begin to know who you are, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. You need to get born again. You need to become a friend of God. So if you are in this meeting this day, and you say, Pastor, I need help. I want to know who I am. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while your eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand. I want to pray with you. Just raise up your right hand. Jesus brought you here for a purpose, and that purpose is to bless your life. You are here, you say, yes, I want to discover my purpose. I want to find Jesus. Just wave at me where you are. God bless you. I say that. God bless you. Now take a bold step of faith. Those of you are waving at me, run quickly to the altar here. I want to pray with you. Just run quickly to the altar here. Jesus is waiting for you here. Run quickly to the altar here.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Jesus is waiting for you here. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming.
Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. No
of you at the altar, yeah? Just look up, look at me for a few minutes. You have taken the most important decision in life, and I congratulate you. God brought you here for a purpose today. Just close your eyes. Say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. I thank you for this important decision they've taken. Father, keep them standing by your power. Lay your hands upon them. Anoint them for great breakthroughs. Today that you have surrendered your life to Jesus, your life will no longer remain the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your eyes and look at me here. Please do me a favor. Immediately we close now. Don't run home. Just come quickly here. We have some information to pass to you so that I can help you further and we'll be praying for you by name. God bless you. You may go back to your seat now. You'll see us later. Immediately we close in a few minutes' time. Don't go home. Just come back here. God bless you as you do so. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea, on the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea, hallelujah.
The Lord is my portion in the land.
The land of the living, the Lord is good forevermore. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living, the Lord is good forevermore.
On the mountain, in the valley,
on the land, and in the sea, on the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea,
hallelujah.
The Lord is my portion in the land of the living, the Lord is good forevermore. The Lord is my portion in the land of the
on the mountain,
in the valley,
on
the land, and in the sea, on the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea,
hallelujah.
The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. The Lord is good forevermore. The Lord is my portion in the land of the Lord is good forevermore.
Holy Ghost, I need a change by fire.
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 I need a change.
I need a change by fire.
I need a change.
I need a change by fire.
All eyes closed. The hour has come now. The first prayer I want you to pray today. Please, I beg you. If this is the only prayer you want to pray here, it's okay. But I will not stop you until I begin to see miracles happening. and the miracle shall happen in your life. Please pray with aggression and with merciless violence. Shout this loud and clear. I command my freedom. I demand my freedom. Can you shout it loud? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to command and demand your freedom. Command your freedom. Demand your freedom. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence, all eyes closed. The Lord is telling me, there is a young lady here. You were raped. And because you were raped, since that incident, your life has been upside down. Because all kinds of things have gone wrong in your destiny. But right there where you are, because of the prayer you have just prayed just now, the yoke that has been harassing your life for years has been completely destroyed. There are 7 persons here. Your destiny that has been buried by wickedness of your household. Because of that prayer you just prayed now, that destiny is being released. Yes. That's number one. That's number two. That's number three. Number four. Things are happening here now. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Silence, beloved. Silence, beloved. There are people here this morning. This next prayer, if you pray it well, within the next 24 hours, something will happen that will change your life for good, forever. If you pray it well, if you pray it well, with your voice as loud as thunder, with a voice that does not have respect to any power of darkness, you will shout this loud and clear. Say, limiting powers of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, deal with the limiting powers. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Refuse to be limited. Bosapanda kayaba, ribala bokatanda kayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is about to happen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Something is happening over there. That's right. They must release you. Say, my star. Receive deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare deliverance on your star. Receive deliverance. My star, receive deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. I have a word for seven groups of people who are gathered here today. I have a word for you. Listen carefully. I have a word for you. Because this prayer you are praying from the heart. And things are happening as you are praying. There is someone here. Actually, you are more than one person. There are benefits from abroad that the enemy has been keeping from you. Within the next 10 days, you shall receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In a mysterious way, that sister heard the word of the Lord. In a mysterious way, the powers that have been pursuing you for years, they shall die this week. That's right. Makapotara bo sependa kaya bo shanda. Riba sapia le katanda raba. Aha. Not only that, the strong man that does not want you to marry, the strong man that does not want you to rise, the strong man that does not want you to change your family history, that strong man is releasing you now. Be released, 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 in the name of Jesus. Number four. I have a word for you over there. I don't know who you are, but the Lord said I should tell you. But although you are young in your own eyes, it shall give you uncommon riches. That's right. Makate setenda kaya boshenta. That's right. In the name of Jesus. Number five, I have a word for somebody here. They have been laughing at you in your family. They have been making fun of you. Within the next 10 days, your God shall surprise them. He shall surprise them. He shall surprise them. In the name of Jesus. Number six. The Lord said, I should tell somebody here, where no one in your family has reached before, and it will take you there. It will take you there. Thank you, Jesus. Then the Lord said, I should tell somebody that beginning from today, your days of sorrow, they are over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now with a loud voice, a voice that no man can contest with, shout this loud, loud and clear. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Allah! Show me the secrets of my life. In the